This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in space.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Daredevil billionaire Jared Isaacman, a pair of SpaceX engineers and a former Air Force Thunderbirds pilot are on their way to what they hope will be the first spacewalk by a group of private citizens after blasting off from Cape Canaveral this past hour. Here's Isaacman.
I think my desire in human spaceflight is to move the needle. It is not without risk, and you're taking that risk because you want to advance the ball forward.
The spacewalk is scheduled for late tomorrow or Thursday. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump meet in person for the first time tonight when they hold their first debate in Philadelphia.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says this debate will be must-see TV.
People will wonder about how she and Trump will get along on stage. Will Trump do what he normally does to a Democratic opponent?
He thinks Trump's best strategy will be to put President Biden's burdens on Harris's shoulders.
Certainly to his followers, and maybe even some of the few undecided, it will seem credible.
As for what Harris needs to do,
she has to be careful, and yet she can't let everything go by either.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
Tropical storm Francine is swirling over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it's expected to power up to hurricane status before it comes ashore in Louisiana tomorrow. CBS meteorologist Lonnie Quinn is tracking the system.
It's making landfall, 100-mile-per-hour winds. It's a Category 2. Getting into your day Thursday, it pushes inland. Now it's down to a tropical depression, but still putting a lot of rain down. And that's the big story with this storm, will be the rainfall. You're talking anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of rain. I think the toughest areas would be Lafayette over toward New Orleans.
In San Bernardino County, California, the flames of the massive line fire are being fueled by triple-digit heat. The Redondo Beach Fire Department's Arnold Menjivar.
They need to be ready. Be ready to either evacuate if there's a warning or evacuate if there's a mandatory order for them to leave. And it's for their own safety.
Police in Miami have released body cam footage of officers pulling over Dolphin star Tyreek Hill as he drove to Sunday's game, slamming him to the ground and handcuffing him.
When we tell you to do something, you do it.
I'm getting up.
Not what you want, but what we tell you.
The police union says Hill was uncooperative. The team is standing by their wide receiver. Aaron Rodgers back with the Jets for the first time since he tore his Achilles almost a year ago.
Rodgers is the master at it, and a touchdown by Lazar.
San Fran dominated on ESPN, beating New York 32-19. S&P futures are down 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A message to the suspect was put out by Kenosha Police. In their latest statement about the fatal shooting of a pregnant woman Friday, authorities give instructions about surrendering to 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin Jr. He's still on the run. Investigators believe someone is helping that shooting suspect evade arrest. Franklin is wanted in connection to the fatal shooting in which 22-year-old Amaya Prather was shot. She was found in a car near 65th Street and 13th Avenue. An image and description of the suspect is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. A 16-year-old on a bicycle was seriously injured after a collision with a truck yesterday in Racine. It happened at around 4 at the intersection of Durand and Blaine. The teenager was found bleeding from the leg and head when rescue teams got there. The current status of that teen isn't known. Police are investigating, and there's hope that a green thumb will help rehabilitate. When it opens, the new Youth Development and Care Center in Racine County will feature an innovative urban agriculture project. The initiative includes a teaching garden and micro-nursery. The bounty will be used to feed those within the facility and throughout the county. The new youth lockup center in Caledonia is expected to open next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't play him until he's ready.
First of all, he's got to get cleared. And until he gets cleared, those conversations don't exist. So we will never put him in a position to mortgage the short term for the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he can't protect himself, we would never do that to him or our football team.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks
seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says they'll be challenged defensively.
We're definitely going to see it all. And, you know, I feel good. I mean, to be honest, we did a lot of that in the spring. We did a lot of that in fall camp in particular, saying, okay, we want offensively to take shots. We're going to script some of these things and make sure our guys are being challenged.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a six-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I am halfway through my 20s and I am done. Oh my God, I'm sick of my 20s. I'm so sick of people telling me to enjoy them. They're not fun. They are 10 years of asking yourself, will I outgrow this? Or is it a problem? Like, is this a phase or a demon? I just need to know. Like, am I fun or should I go to a meeting? Someone help me. And people get upset when I complain about being young. I had a woman come up to me after a show furious. She's like, you should really appreciate this time of your life because someday you're going to have a family like me and you're really going to miss it. Like, where are your kids buried? I'm just trying to get to my car, ghost of Christmas future. And if you're sitting there going, Taylor, you should be grateful. I miss my 20s. No, you don't. What you miss is a time in your life where you didn't have a lot of responsibilities because nobody expected anything from you. You have no intuition, no instincts. You can't make decisions, only mistakes. That's why you're thin in your 20s. You don't have a gut to listen to yet. There's no mystic bad feeling under your ribs going, hey, maybe don't date a DJ again.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
What you want, baby, I got it.
You think they knew that the term Sakatumi, Sakatumi, Sakatumi was going to be out of fashion like a year after they did this song? Remember that from Laughing, Sakatumi? And it was gone, like real quick, but wherever it was. And it's in a few songs, too. I think it's in Jenny, well, not Jenny with a blue dress on. What is it? Devil with a blue dress on by Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. They mentioned Sacagawea in there, too. You can always tell the songs that were made around the time of Laughing on TV. They all have those phrases in them. What really depressed me was when groovy went out of fashion. I like that term, groovy. I don't use it anymore because they're going to look at me like, you know, is he living in the past? Now, groovy is a great term. I'm just sorry we don't use it anymore. Hey, sunshine today. It's going to be a beautiful day with a high near 79. Partly cloudy tonight, low 61. Sunshine again tomorrow. Highs near 83. I know in parts of the country they're getting ready for a hurricane, tropical storms. It's just nice here. Enjoy it while we can. Clear, 58 degrees here at Radio Park. It's time for Three Dog Night. And that number, here it is.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Genesee Theater in Waukegan on Thursday night. We have a whole bunch of contest winners going down there. Should be a lot of fun for them. I hate to start off your morning with this story, but I found it fascinating. It's something you don't hear every day. Someone in Arizona sneezed in the shower, and a piece of a Lego that was lodged in their nose for 25 years flew out. How did it get up the nose? That's what I want to know. 6:13, local news, timeless hits at WRJN with the mamas and the papas. Monday.
Monday. So good to me. Monday morning. It was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning. Monday. Here.
Every other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can finally cry all of the time. Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday.
Local news and timeless hits. Monday, Monday. Mamas and the Papas. What a great catalog of songs they have, huh? They were so good. Yeah, some of them came to tragic ends, but for the most part, they left us with a great catalog of tunes. All right, did you know that yesterday, September 9th, was the most common birthday in the U.S.? Yeah, September 9th. The top 10 are all between the 9th and the 20th. But if you count back 40 weeks, you get to the holidays. And I kind of think you can figure the rest out, right?
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, oh, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. How sweet it is to be loved. Understand my ups and downs. There you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
James Taylor, how sweet it is. Local news, timeless hit to WRJN. Listen for details on how you can win not only the green or the gold, but also the green and gold. That's in our next statewide text to win contest starting next week here on WRJN. Details are on the way. They'll be here by the end of the week.
Don't want an old horseshoe. sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A to have, a to have, a to hope, a to hope, a tonight. Don't want a silver dollar.
Elvis, good luck charm, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Well, according to this website called sportscasting.com, NFL fans will have to pay an average of $15 for a beer and a hot dog at stadiums this season. That's the average. It's even higher in Seattle. They've got the most expensive concessions. Atlanta's got the cheapest. Probably cheaper to stay home and just listen to the ball game right here on WRJN, wouldn't you say? WRJN. Timeless, it's a WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us. It's going to be a sunny day today with on here 79. Right now it's clear, beautiful morning, 58 degrees at Radio Park. We have Stuart J. Waddles coming in just a moment from the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with the real news of the morning. But first, some moron news. Fire officials in Virginia were called to a home after an oven exploded. Turns out someone turned on the oven when it had a loaded gun inside. 5 rounds shot out of it. No one hurt. Can you believe someone stored their gun in the oven? If that's not enough, a 33-year-old man sentenced to 4 years in jail for stalking after he shipped himself inside a box
to his ex's home and threatened her with a gun. He told the judge he just wanted his stuff back. I wonder if they put air holes in there and put like a carrot and some lettuce in there for him. And finally, a guy in Nebraska robs a Walgreens only after they scanned his ID when he bought cigarettes. It's 6:30, news time.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A message to the suspect was put out by Kenosha Police. In their latest statement about the fatal shooting of a pregnant woman Friday, authorities give instructions about surrendering to 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin Jr. He's still on the run. Investigators believe someone is helping that shooting suspect evade arrest. Franklin is wanted in connection to the fatal shooting in which 22-year-old Amaya Prather was shot. She was found in a car near 65th Street and 13th Avenue. An image and description of the suspect is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. A 16-year-old on a bicycle was seriously injured after a collision with a truck yesterday in Racine. It happened at around 4 at the intersection of Durand and Blaine. The teenager was found bleeding from the leg and head when rescue teams got there. The current status of that teen isn't known. Police are investigating. And there's hope that a green thumb will help rehabilitate. When it opens, the new Youth Development and Care Center in Racine County will feature an innovative urban agriculture project. The initiative includes a teaching garden and micro-nursery. The bounty will be used to feed those within the facility and throughout the county. The new youth lockup center in Caledonia is expected to open next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Here's a question to consider. What insurance coverage does your township have? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. You know, if you stop and think about it, if your township has any kind of firefighting force, maybe an ambulance service, those are items that need insurance. And now with the upcoming election, there's another element of insurance to consider. We'll talk more about that in just a moment.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Dan Lowndes is the managing attorney with Statewide Services. That's a division of Rural Mutual Insurance. And he said one conversation he's having with towns right now, are you prepared for the upcoming elections?
I expect a lot of litigation regarding elections. And there's, again, there's no injury. Nobody got injured. No property got injured. But you have that extra layer of coverage, that extension of coverage that we could come in and we could hire an attorney who is an expert in elections to help this out. I think that area of law, you'd have to find the right attorney to defend it. Not your run-of-the-mill attorney is going to know about it. Wisconsin election law, and we'll be able to find those experts for it.
Dan Lowndes, an attorney himself and also the managing attorney with Statewide Services, a division of Rural Mutual Insurance. He said in Wisconsin, we've got somewhere in the neighborhood of about 1,100 townships, all of which are going to face those challenges coming up this fall.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
And the warm, dry weather that we're going to experience this week around Wisconsin is good news for our crops. As of Sunday across the state, 9% of our corn silage had already been harvested. Our corn crop rated 64% good to excellent. Same situation with soybeans. Right now, about 62% of that crop is called good to excellent. Third cutting of alfalfa was about 96% complete. And 42% of our potato harvest has already been done. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Tuesday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
WRJN Weather. We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I want a barbecue. I really want one. I want that so much. My father was the king of that. He loved that barbecue, the Lord of the Grill. He loved it very much. He built us a beautiful brick affair from one of the Popular Mechanics articles, but he must have, you remember those, the easy and fun. It was neither. The crucial measurement must have been under the staple in the magazine because the grill was on a tilt, and it's set in brick, so every hot dog we ever made rolled right onto the ground. Every time, just and you know, fathers, you just pick it up with those long tongs. Nothing wrong with that one. There you go. Dad, you know, there's a moth on it. Oh, that's good for you. Go ahead, you know. And my mother was just, oh, for goodness sake, she'd take them into the house, wash them off. She'd wash them off and bring them out. I never had a hot dog in my entire life. She'd wash them off and bring them out. It was like eating long, round bologna. Awful food, but Dad could not be stopped.
Grandpa, the monsters used to call Herman Munster. Hyman! Hyman, where are you, Hyman? I'm into something good. Local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. Hey, the Packers season settles into a more typical routine this week as they play at noon Sunday against the Colts. Pre-game, 10 a.m. Sunday morning with the kickoff at noon. The games are sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, nationally famed for prime rib, and the Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. The Packers, Sunday. They're going to play right here on WRJN. We're the home of the Packers. Wow, 10 a.m. pregame. That's like breakfast with the Packers, right? And then the game is at noon. All right, I like it. Dusty Springfield, son of a preacher man, 639. Local news, timeless hits, right here on a beautiful morning at WRJM. Billy Ray was-
was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Not, it's time to start planning and booking your holiday flights. Google Flights put out a list of the top travel destinations for the holiday season. The top destination for Thanksgiving is Orlando. The top spot for Christmas is Tokyo.
Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
local news and timeless hits from the Association. Along comes Mary at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere the legendary historic AM frequency of 1400. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we are going to have Megan Justman's going to be in here talking about the Ascension All Saints Family Health Night and the American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk. She's in the next hour talking about that here at WRJN. All right, how about some food news? Scientists discovered that a common food dye found in Doritos can turn a living mouse's skin transparent. That's probably not good for us. Slice, remember Slice, the Sprite competitor back from the 1990s? Coming back. Didn't know it went away. And peanut butter and jelly M&Ms are expected to launch soon. Now, I've never, I know you're not going to believe this, ever tried peanut butter and jelly in my life. So I doubt whether I'll be trying these M&Ms.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card, and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Thank you.
nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Here's a fun fact for you. When you hear this, in the 1920s and 1930s, people used to have cages built to hang out of their apartment windows. And they put their babies in the cages. They believed it helped keep them healthy and growing. I guess as long as they didn't open the door in the cage and crawl out of it. Could you imagine doing that today? You'd be in prison for life. No parole. 6:52 at Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Spencer Davis. Sunshine today, highs near 79, partly cloudy tonight, low 61. Here's that summer temperature tomorrow. Sunny, highs near 83 degrees. Right now it's clear, it's sunshiny at Radio Park. It's Paul Salmon and Coda Crow.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school,
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or thrown. Everything looks worse in black and white.
Timeless hits with Paul Simon and Kodachrome, 658 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we have Megan Jessman from Ascension is going to be in here talking about the Family Health Night and the American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk. That's straight ahead here at WRJN. Right now, the 59th Street Bridge song. Here's Harper's Bazaar.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling is cool.